Well, I'm here to day. Oh, Lord, but tomorrow I may be gone. Yes, I'm here today, but tomorrow gone. Can't you sing one of them songs? You know, that's the way they used to holler down there. How did you used to do that?
Well, Bill, I tell you, Levy Camp and Prison Fund, they used to sing a song about, I'm going to Memphis when I make parole. Stand on the levee and watch the big blood blow. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they used to sing.
That's
they used to
good.
Sing that number.
Yeah.
And you sing, Lord, I wonder what got the matter. Matty won't write. You know, numbers like that. And in Nashville, Tennessee, used to sing, well, have you ever been to Nashville? Well, have you ever been to Nashville? Well, have you ever been to Nashville? Oh, Lordy, the Nashville pen. What if you don't stop your feeling? What if you don't stop your feeling? What if you don't stop your feeling? Oh, sonny. Going back again. Yonder come Alberta. Yonder come Alberta. Yonder come Alberta. Oh, Lordy, how in the world do you know? I can tell by the I can tell by the apron. I can tell by the apron. Oh, Lordy, the dress she wore.
See, Bill, that's what I mean. That's part of the blues. That's where the blues started.
You know, the way we lived in those tents and things like that, and the food we had to eat was it was just really scrap food from what other people had refused that they didn't want. You know what I mean?
The old
bags of beans and stuff that they
take all that stuff
sell.
And put it in a pot.
That's right.
And they had a name for it.
Yeah.
The camp I want, La La Lou. If you don't like it, he do.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, but you like it.
Yeah, you see.
I mean, you might not like it when you first get there, but you like it.
You see, they have those big truck patches, they call them down
there,
and gardens and things like that. And they'll go out and pull up greens, you know, by the sacksful, you know.
That's right.
And take them to the lake or creek or whatever
they
call
it. Take them off and throw them
in the
pot.
Take it in the water and throw it in the pot, one of them big 52-gallon pots, you know, and cook all of the stalk and the root.
And if you found a worm in there and say, Captain, here's a worm in my greens, so what the hell you expect for nothing?
Yeah, I'll say that.
There you go.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's true, too. But you see that they pull up that stuff, you know, and they didn't cut nothing.
Some fellow over along the table said, give me that piece of meat.
Yeah.
You know, one
yeah.
of those things.
And you ever heard talking
I mean, they seem to got a kick out of it.
Well, in them times, you're like, what do you know? You don't know no.
A lot of fun. Give me that piece of meat. Don't throw that away.
You ever see those guys they call table walkers?
Yeah.
You get up from way down the other end of the table and walk right down through the table and pick up what
guys,
you got.
Those guys, they were what you call tough people. I mean, they know they're going to get a whipping.
Pull that 45 out and walk the table.
Yeah, you knew he was going to get a whipping. I mean, he pulled that 45 on us, and when the white man comes, the white man whipping with his 45 on him.
Yeah,
he didn't.
Yeah.
White man wouldn't have no gun or anything.
No, that's right.
He just come and say, "Lay down, that fella. I'm gonna whip you."
Yeah, and
he whip him, and then he'd get up and probably knock his gun out of his scabbard.
Yeah, that's right.
And so he'd pick up his scabbard, and after he get his whipping, put his gun back on and go on back to work.
That's right. That's right.
And come on out there and kill one of us.
Yeah, that happened.
In the meantime, about it, Bill. If you were a good worker. You could kill anybody now, that's so long as it's colored. You could kill anybody.
Long
you didn't
you,
go anywhere.
Long as you mean
yeah.
as long as you kill a Negro.
Yeah, as long as you kill a Negro.
That's right.
You could kill any Negro. If you could work better him, don't kill a good worker.
No.
And
no.
you were sorry.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. But you go to
Penn. Well, what about those guys that come out on levee camps and
hustling around?
Yeah, we'd call them dudes and
card
sharks.
Well, a lot of those fellows, they made good levee camp workers out of them, you know, those dudes and sharks. A lot of them, they catch them and put them work and make good work, leather counter. But one of those fellas, he get killed. course, a lot of those dudes in the shop was bad, you know.
Yeah.
They were bad like
the rest of them.
Yeah,
they killed them.
Yeah, they come around.
That's right.
And they win your money,
yeah.
And they kill you, and they get
That's
away
right.
with it. They
That's
get
right.
away.
That's right. Well, I know one they call him Mississippi. He was a dude, and a worker killed him, a boy named Albert. Well, the story is that this guy, Mississippi, he came to Alltime, Arkansas, that's the name of the town. And he was going with this boy's wife, Albert's wife. Her name was Pinky.
Mm-hmm.
And so he went to the barrel house that night, come in there that night about 12 o'clock. He came in the barrel house, and the gang officers was in there drinking and playing and going. Somebody hollered, "Look out, here's Mississippi." So we all ran, some of us running back and run outside and in the woods and different places. So I hear him say that, "I ain't coming here to raise no salmon, nobody, but Albert. Then I come here to get Pinky out. I'm going home and sleep with her tonight." And she kept hollering, said she didn't want to go with him. She wanted to go home with her husband.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, he made her get out of there and go home and go to Albert's house, where Albert had for Pinky to stay. So he went on to this house and cat Pinky on there, and him and Pinky went to bed. And he went around and see this window open, see? So Mississippi laying there asleep, you know? And he just crawled in the window and went out there and shot him right through the head, killed him dead there, see?